Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to the Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up. Welcome to the Glowdown. Jill is laughing at me because I've been experimenting with natural deodorants.
Oh, how's the experiment going?
It's great. We're just going to ooze into this episode talking about sweat. But speaking of sweat, we've been sweating a lot because we've been running around everywhere because Toronto's just been popping off.
It's been the busiest 2 weeks ever in the city, and it always is. But especially this year during September because there was TIFF, but also
like three different Toronto Fashion Weeks. So yeah, that's actually the theme of our show is Toronto because it's been amazing the past 2 weeks and the weather's been perfection.
There's a lot of exciting stuff happening. In
celebrities
the city right
everywhere.
Now. Yeah. Glossier pop up.
Yeah.
Toronto Fashion Week. So I didn't go to any of the Fashion Week stuff, but tell me, how was it? Like, which one did you go to first
so
of all?
So I started out with Toronto Fashion Week, which is kind of the official one, relaunched Freed Developments, Peter Freed. He's a big realtor and he's heading up like this group of investors. And so they did a gigantic glass tent that was like right on Yorkville Avenue in the center of Yorkville, like shut it down.
Yeah, it looks like the one Pippa Middleton got married in.
Yeah.
That's like the hot new venue.
So I went to this event called Fashion Talks. And so they really like their idea is to make this kind of like a real spectacle in the city. And they want like everyone to be able to take part and bring in like experts from around the world. So they brought in Derek Blasberg and he hosted several of the events. And so I went to Fashion Talks, which had Ariane Phillips, who's a costume designer and stylist. So she does like Madonna. Mm-hmm. She's done her her world tours for, you know, probably 20 years. And Petra Collins was there and I'm like obsessed with her.
As am I.
So I was really excited to see that. And Petra, I discovered, so she's a big Gucci girl now, right? Like she's like one of the muses for Alessandro Michele. And
she's Canadian.
She's Canadian, feminist photographer, young, part of like the Tavi rookie crew.
Yeah. Selena Gomez.
Yeah. Like she shot her video. Mm-hmm. I forget what that was called, that song.
Is it?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
We have a millennial in the room. What's it called?
I'm sorry.
She's on her phone. Can you leave her alone?
Yeah, I'm a millennial. I'm on my phone all the time.
What's the name of the new Selena Gomez song?
Give it a Google. Okay, so we found it. Found the video. It's Fetish. She's eating lipstick. So Petra talks about how, now she's eating soap.
Now she's using an eyelash curler on her tongue. How did I never watch this before?
So Petra talks about how she loses control in this video, and Selena's fans were really like, oh, I don't know if I like this.
Okay.
But Petra was saying how she likes it when a woman loses control because that's when she's, like, getting angry and, like, she becomes empowered.
Right, right.
So that was kind of cool that, you know, that's what's happening in this video. And
yeah, it's got a little bit of a Fatal Attraction vibe in it. Like, yeah. Is she going to, like, make out with you or murder you?
I don't know. Everything Petra does has, like, that soft focus mm-hmm. look to it. And so she is now getting into filmmaking, yeah. and she's obsessed with horror films. So she's working on something that's going to be, like, Carrie meets Exorcist, mm-hmm. meets, like, I think she – I forgot what the other reference was, but, like – I really think she's going to be, like, the next Sofia Coppola. Mm-hmm. And
we need some more female voices in there.
And on the beauty tip, her hair is, like, insane. So yeah. she's got this, like, probably shoulder-length, like, curly bob. And it's, like, that really soft, like, that kind 70s kind of yeah. deal. Mm-hmm. I actually saw in Vogue, it's one of the 6 haircuts of the season. And yes. I really think that 100% came out of Petra. She's mm-hmm. been walking the runway for Gucci. Yeah. And yeah. like, that's
And she's in the
thing.
Gucci Bloom campaign with, like, Dakota, what's her name?
Dakota
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah.
And Harry Neff.
Yeah.
And actually, I brought the fragrance for you.
Oh.
Because we talked about trying to figure out, okay, first of all, the bottle
yeah,
is
it's amazing.
So gorgeous. It's like this
blush pink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not
kind
millennial.
Kind of like a beigey pink.
Yeah.
And it's like a flat opaque. And I smelled it and I was like, it reminds me of another perfume and I can't figure out what it is. So this is a shout out to all the bloggers and editors out there. I'd love to start a discussion. It is very pretty. It does remind me of something else, and I need to know what it is. It's driving me crazy.
I'm pretty sure it reminds me of the very first Marc Jacobs perfume. Which,
really?
Yeah, which was very floral, very – this almost smells like a Michael Kors or Marc Jacobs, his original scent, which was in a clear – it was before he got into Daisy and all that. I think it was just called Marc Jacobs.
Well, it's probably the jasmine in the Marc Jacobs scent that's reminding you of that, because Gucci Bloom has jasmine in it as well as tuberose.
Yeah, very white floral. Mm-hmm. So we're not far off. But if anybody out there has any other
yeah.
fragrances it reminds them of, hit us up on Instagram yeah. or on our Facebook page.
Or anything else they want to say about it. I mean, yeah. I read some of the reviews. Some people were surprised. You yeah. know, it comes in this opaque, like, gorgeous
porcelain
bottle, and, like, the ads. And you have Harry Neff is a very famous transgender model. So I think Alessandro's really about pushing the envelope. Even his runway collections, there's guys, there's girls. You know, you can sometimes you can't even tell them apart. So pushing it is what a lot of people expected. And then the fragrance itself, it's quite commercially wearable, and yeah. I don't know that people expected that.
I think I was expecting something a little bit more boho, a little bit more edgy.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to hear what other people thought
yeah.
or think of it. So yeah. hit us up.
Mm-hmm. Where's the money, honey? Stick to you like honey. Money sweeter than a gummy gummy. Make me feel so fuzzy wuzzy. Got me like a mummy mummy. You can call me mummy lovey. Even me, my mummy. Funny how we got so lucky. Moving on. TIFF was the other
yeah.
big thing. So many celebrities.
Yeah, I loved it all. I love TIFF. It's my favorite time of year in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the buzz. I was walking along King Street when it was all shut down and just loved looking at people. And
yeah.
it has a very – it just gives a real different vibrancy to that area of the city
yeah.
where you never hang out.
Yeah.
The very first Friday night I saw The Upside, which is a remake with Bryan Cranston mm-hmm. and Kevin Hart and Nicole Kidman. And truthfully, the real reason I picked to go see that movie is because I wanted to see Nicole Kidman in person.
Mm-hmm.
She is stunning. She is a movie star. You mm-hmm. get that feeling seeing her.
Yeah.
And in the movie, what I noticed is that she has kind of dowdy looking hair. That's part of the character. But also in Big Little Lies, the TV show that she was on, she also wore bangs. And I think that she's kind of taking away that narrative about people talking about her face by mm-hmm. wearing bangs.
In conspiracy these, theory.
Yeah.
This is Jill's conspiracy
because
theory.
I think people for so long, okay, let's face it, she kind of did go a little bit overboard with mm-hmm. some cosmetic enhancements. But it doesn't detract from the fact that she's one of, like, the best actresses mm-hmm. of a whole generation. Yeah. And, like, it must be really shitty, honestly, when you deliver an incredible performance and then mm-hmm. literally the headline is frozen face or yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
And so this
Well, it
takes
did get in the way of some of those characters that she yeah. could have played, though, at some point. I'm sure she realized that
yeah.
and was, like, had to call it quits. Because yeah. you can't – I mean, she is – aging
yeah.
and like you can't play this like deep character
yeah.
you know when you have
yeah
that,
she's a Neutrogena anyway. Spokesperson now too which is quite interesting
really
yeah
I forgot about that
yeah so yeah she was amazing and what movie did you see
I saw Mary Shelley with mm-hmm. Elle Fanning
yeah.
and I love Elle Fanning I also it was funny because the weekend before I happened to catch her in Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy at home with my kids.
Saturday night, popcorn.
And
popcorn's out.
That is such a good movie, by the way. I love Eddie Murphy. She was in it. She was like mm-hmm. five.
Yeah.
Little baby face, but mm-hmm. she was so cute.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, she just looked ethereal and gorgeous.
Who else is in that
usual.
Movie?
Maisie Williams.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't even realize she was in the movie. She
yeah.
practically did a cameo.
Who is she again?
She
does Game of Thrones?
Yeah, so she's
yeah.
Arya Stark
okay.
in Game of Thrones. I'm obsessed with that show.
Yeah.
So I was so surprised to see her on the red carpet. I was like, oh my God, it's Arya. Jamie Dornan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, surprise appearance. I was just like, what's he doing here? Because he actually wasn't in the movie.
Okay.
Well,
what was he doing there?
His wife or girlfriend or whatever,
okay.
A female was there and she had a role in that film. I think, I don't know what it was, but I saw her up there and on the panel. So he was kind of not going out to the fans. He was trying to stay in
yeah.
the shadows, but
that was
like
Keith Urban with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
When he was walking the carpet with her.
Yeah.
I was just like, you can't mistake that flat ironed hair. Just
yeah.
own it, Keith. Own it. Get in front of the flash bulbs.
I wonder
and
what
do
uses.
It.
GHG?
I don't know. I literally don't know, but it is so straight.
It
was straighter than her hair.
One thing I can tell you, so I was, you know, VIP experience was courtesy of L'Oreal.
Yes.
So they always, every year,
Ditto.
They have a
Thank
booth
you, L'Oreal. Yep.
that overlooks the red carpet. And
yeah.
it's like you could, I mean, you wouldn't do this, but like you could spit on and
Well,
hit
it's
a,
like a bird's eye view of the red carpet.
Yeah, it's
and,
so good.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I got to bring my sister and she was just like not used to this world. She's like, oh my God. And anyway, I was kind of trying to, I guess, do a little tribute to L'Oreal. So I wore their new Color Riche lipstick
yeah.
in, you know, the MAC collection
mm-hmm.
that we got, and they sent
yeah.
like a dozen shades.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I wore this really deep, kind of like a burgundy, and
it's on your Instagram.
405.
Right?
It doesn't
so
matter.
Nice.
And so everyone was just like, oh my God, your lipstick. So they have these big glass bowls and
mm-hmm.
you can just take whatever lipsticks you want. And so that once everybody was asking me, then everyone's like, where's the 405? And like, we literally like clean them out. So that was like the color of the tips.
I can't wait
for
the Balmain collection coming in November.
I know.
Of those lipsticks. It's going to be great.
But speaking of red carpet looks and
yeah.
beauty looks, you did sit down with a celebrity makeup artist
yeah.
while he was in town.
Yes, Patrick Ta, who
mm-hmm.
I've been following for quite a long time. He's a pretty big Instagram makeup artist,
mm-hmm.
I would say. He was in town with Kiss New York Pro. They're launching a ton of new people might be familiar with Kiss makeup. It's Kiss New York Pro. So it's just like more intense
mm-hmm.
pigments and their highlighter palettes were insane. And of course, that's what Patrick
mm-hmm.
Ta is known for. He does the makeup for Shay Mitchell
mm-hmm.
and Gigi Hadid and Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to sit down with him. And
what was the craziest like juice that you got from him? Just like the celebrity goss.
Where is the craziest place you've ever done someone's makeup?
I don't think it's a crazy place, but it's a really hard place to do makeup is, which is on like a private plane, just because it's moving, and like when you're in like a time slot, like it was me. I think it was going to the Billboard Awards, and I was flying with Chrissy Teigen, and we thought that like the flight was at least like an hour and a half. It ended up to be like 35 minutes, and like when you lift off and then when you land, it's like you really have like 15 minutes to do it. So like, it was not a very easy place to do makeup when there's no room.
So what did you do? How did you make the situation better?
I didn't finish.
So we, and then what happened?
We finished in the airport hangar.
That's awesome. What else did you get?
So I asked him about how he broke into makeup, and it was a really interesting story.
So, like, when I first started doing makeup, I did makeup full-on, like, Glamazon makeup. Like,
yeah.
I used every single product that you could use on your face, and I would put it on. But I have, like a story. Like, when... So, do you know who Joan Smalls is?
Yeah.
So... she was like my first like break into the fashion industry. She was like my first high fashion model, and working with her made me realize that like not only like super glamorous makeup or super heavy makeup was beautiful, that's what I thought was beautiful, but I was so excited to work with her because that was a time when that Beyonce video just came out, and she was like one of the girls, and she was like always the face of Givenchy, and so I just went out and like I went to go like restock my kit because I just like I need natural makeup, and so the day of like I feel like I'm so prepared, and I start doing her face, and like I'm about to finish, and I give her the mirror, and she was like, oh my god, this is just like way too much makeup, and she starts like freaking out. And then I started freaking out because, like, obviously, like, I want to do, like, a great job on her.
Okay, and you also asked him for a tip, right? Because we wanted to have some good takeaways, like, you know, give us something we need to know.
So I wear false lashes all the time on TV. You really need them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get a tip from him about how he applies them. And in true story, I wear Kiss lashes almost exclusively when I'm on TV because they have those blooming ones, which are really natural and feathery, which are great. But then they have this Lash Couture Foam Mink Collection is the exact name. So we wanted to get a tip from him about how you can apply them easily and on yourself at home.
So I would apply a little bit of glue onto the back of my palm, and I would pick the individual's lashes out with my fingers, to put them on to the back of my hand, use tweezers, look down into a mirror, dip them, and apply them. You always want to wait for the glue for maybe like a second to get tacky, and place them onto your eyelid, just because it is applying individual lashes can be tough as well, because like they can move and twist and turn. So really just place them right onto the lash line and leave it. Don't move them and just wait for it to set, and then you should have a pretty good lash.
So should you look down into a mirror? What about like very specifically, how should you look into the mirror and like all of that?
Yeah, just look down into a mirror and place them like starting from the center going from each way out.
Okay, cool. Now, before we close it out, we cannot go anywhere without talking about Fenty Beauty.
It's the beauty launch of the year.
Yeah.
If not of the decade.
Yeah, it's major.
So Kylie who?
It launched at Sephora, I think it was September 8th. And
yes.
Lots to say about this one, but we'll be honest, we did not go to the launch in New York. Mm-hmm. We need about 100,000 more followers to get the invite, so just like share with your friends, please.
So we wanted to get that scoop from the front lines, even though we watched a lot of the Instagram stories and you could see the product pictures. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to get that front lines reporting, so we had to phone a friend.
So we called Victoria DePlacido at Elle Canada.
And she's one of the beauty editors there. And Elle Canada has Rihanna on the cover. There was an Elle exclusive around the world. They had, so pick up the print copy. There was LUS, Elle Canada, and LUK had Rihanna on the cover. And so we gave Victoria a buzz, and let's listen in to what she had to say about the event. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Bushwick, and it was like a large event, but it wasn't a massive event. Like, all the beauty editors were there, kind of the OG beauty editors, Canadian, American, YouTubers, influencers, and then everyone who was in the campaign. So like Stucky, Leomi Anderson, who's like my favorite model right now, a bunch of people. And it was really more of a party than a presentation. Like, I don't know, did you guys watch the live stream?
I started to, but then it was just a bunch of her and, like, a bunch of, like, old dude executives taking pictures on the carpet.
Okay. So we were inside. I guess I didn't see that part happen, but kind of a VP from Kendo came out and introduced her really briefly, kind of gave an overview of the line, that it was, you know, a two-year kind of labor of love, 91 SKUs, complexion-focused. And then she's like, and here's Rihanna. And Rihanna came out and was like, it's a party, it's makeup, it's fun, go play, experiment. And then they had these kind of really big video screens all around us, and they played the sizzle reel for the campaign, like the campaign videos. And then those were lifted up to kind of reveal these little activation booths. So one was like for the foundation, and one was for all the blotting papers and the blotting products that she has. And the idea was that you would just go to each room and kind of experience the product. And I didn't really realize, they didn't really explain to people there that they were filming this Facebook Live. Like, Brianna had a camera following her, but you didn't really know why. And I watched the Facebook Live after, or I watched it on YouTube. I don't know if it was a Facebook Live. But it was loud in there. It was so loud. It was like a true party. And she was mic'd up, and I don't think it's captured in the YouTube, like, how composed she is and how focused she is on this, like, camera, because it was crazy in there. Like, one of the comments on the YouTube video was like, this live stream's such a shit show. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say that, but and people don't realize how loud it was. At the beginning of the live stream, she's like taking a shot with Jen Rosales, who's her friend but also her project manager, and some other people around her, like, to kick off the night. They had these shots that were, and drinks that were themed with the product names, so Ginger Binge and all this stuff. And they took a shot, and she was like, I'm not exaggerating, a meter away from me, and I had no idea what she was saying because it was so loud.
Oh, wow.
And was in terms of the products that you got to test, was that really, I know that you saw them before, so was it sort of old news to you that by then when you got to see these activations, or?
No, I mean, it was really, like, they really didn't want any leaks, I think, for this line. So I saw the products. They were kind of, like, under lock and key when we shot them. Like, they were with someone. We didn't get to keep them. I saw them with Erin O'Neill. She's the head of brands for Fenty Beauty. I met with her back in June, and I saw the whole collection, and I got to try it out for about an hour. But then I didn't get to see the products again until last week, so September.
You had to keep it a secret until then?
I had to keep it a secret. I had to sign an embargo. I was, like, whispering in the office. I was really scared. Fenty Beauty. but I did, and I tried them out. It's, like I said, it's a complexion-focused line, which I think is kind of interesting. A lot of celebrity lines are lip-focused or lip product-focused, and she did not want that. Erin told me, like, she really wanted to surprise people. Rihanna's obsessed with foundation. That's, like, her favorite beauty product. And I think it's a lot of people's favorite beauty product. They just don't want to admit it because it sounds weird to say foundation's your favorite. But it's a matte finish foundation, and I don't normally wear a matte finish. I tried it. It is truly, it is matte. It's not chalky, in my opinion, at all. I put it on the beginning of day, like, 7 a.m., and it lasted, like, all the way through my, like, 7 shows of the day at Fashion Week to the end of the night. And I didn't really need to touch it up, because I feel like once I put makeup on in the morning, I'm not the type of person that's going to touch it up throughout the day. But if you are, and I think Rihanna is, because there's a ton of products in the line meant to, like, take with you throughout the day. There's, like, a little blotting powder, and then she has blotting papers. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Sephora the other day, and I actually bought the foundation. Hashtag, I paid for this.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I checked out everything, that all the samples that they had there, and it's really cool. I think the one thing that I would say that surprised me was seeing it all together was just the packaging. I thought would be a little bit different, but, like, I wasn't expecting, like, frosted glass from Rihanna, but it was interesting.
So are these the kind of blotting papers that you could also double as rolling papers?
So this is hilarious, because Erin, when I met her, she presented them to me. She was like, oh, yeah, Rihanna wanted us to make blotting papers that looked like a little lipstick that you could put in your bag. Mm-hmm. And I was like, lipstick, like, wink, wink. They look like rolling papers.
Right.
And she was like, no, like, she wanted them to look like a lipstick. So I was like, okay, whatever you say, but they do look like that, yes. I think the main focus of the line really is complexion, and the story is the foundation and the 40 shades of foundation in the line. How they how they did that, Aaron told me, was they partnered with Color IQ, Sephora, and the device that you use, it's like the same thing they use to color match paint in paint stores. Mm-hmm. They have that at Sephora, but for your skin, and it'll show you all the foundations available for your skin tone in store. So Fenty Beauty partnered with them to see the people that were scanning their skin and only one or two options of foundation shades that matched were coming up. So they used that data to see, okay, we need more in the light, we need way more in the dark. And then she said, surprisingly, for olive skin tones, there were also a lot missing. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just about, let's put out a billion different colors of foundation. It was like, where can we strategically find shades that aren't available to people right now in the market?
Mm-hmm. Smart.
And what about any drams? Like, I know everybody on the live stream, the comments that I saw were like, Jeffree Star better not be there, like freaking out. Was there any kind of people jostling for position around Rihanna? Was there any strategic selfies being taken? Like, did you see anything like that?
It's funny, like, you know those like School of Fish videos where they all just kind of like move together all at once in this like big group?
Yeah.
Brianna was just like the head of that, and she would turn left and everyone would turn left. She would turn right and everyone would turn right and just kind of follow her around the party as she was filming this Facebook Live. I didn't see that girl stand still for like 2 seconds because they were moving from place to place to place to talk about the different products. And people were everyone was jostling for a photo with her, like myself included, no shame. And she was happy to take photos with people, but there was never like a set step and repeat where people would come in and do kind of selfies with her. She did have a bunch of security around her, and what I thought was hilarious, I don't know if this guy was like assigned to be the security man for her train, like the train of her dress, but he de facto like kind of became that because she was wearing this yellow high-waisted skirt that had like quite a long train on it, and as she was moving through the party, like, it would get stuck, like people would step on it. Mm-hmm. So there was a security guard kind of with a flashlight, like being like, get off the train.
I heard there was a lot of people chatting about her bralessness.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like classic Rihanna, like, yeah. She doesn't wear a bra. She looks great.
Well, thank you so much for the insights.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This was my first ever podcast, so thank you for having me.
So that was really fun. Thanks, Victoria. I have to say I tried the Fenty Beauty foundation myself, and I really, really like it. So next up, we're going to be interviewing the founder of Glossier, Emily Weiss.
Yeah, so please tune into that, and we're going to have lots of conversations about what you guys have been loving now that the products are here in Canada, and we have some really interesting
juicy tidbits
about where the brand is going next. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeauty.ca to sign up for our newsletter, and every episode will be delivered direct to your inbox so you won't miss a single thing.
And be sure to subscribe to us. There's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And if you're up for it, show your love by writing a review in iTunes.